All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. You know it, it's a turn-em time. Let's get started. Those shoes were killing me. Home sweet home. Man, I'm so fucking tired. I'm getting too old for these sorts of things. Yeah, definitely. After 17, everything starts going downhill. Everyone knows it. Absolutely. Are you feeling drunk? Nah, I usually have trouble getting seriously drunk. I'm just tired. Makes sense, it was a pretty intense night. Yeah, guess it was. Although, not due to dancing. Now that you mention it, I still owe you a dance. Do you? Yeah, I haven't forgotten what we saw with the reminiscicobobulator at Warthogs. You kind of missed your school dance because of me. I owe you a little slow dance. Oh my, so romantic. Are you a good dancer? Good. My moves are irresistible. Can't wait. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna put my pajamas on and sleep until noon. Well, that sounds like a great plan. I had a lot of fun tonight, Grim. Thank you. No goodnight kiss? Goodnight kiss? Where can I give you a kiss? On the forehead, maybe. But if you're feeling bold tonight, the cheek might work, too. No wrong answers. Oh, look at her. She's getting red in the face. Penelope takes off your circlet and presses her soft lips against your mouth. Without hesitation, her mouth opens slightly, allowing your tongue to slip inside. After what feels like a matter of hours or perhaps just several seconds, she breaks away from you and the kiss ends. Good night, Grim. Good night, Penny. Wow, what a way to end the night. That's what I call a party. Time to sleep, though. If I don't have sweet dreams even after a night like this, I'm a lost cause. God, 6:45 in the morning. It's almost dawn. I hope I can manage to sleep at least a few hours tonight. There's supposed to be a thunderstorm, and they always seem to wake me up. This bed never felt fluffier. Finally, some rest. Good morning, sweetie! Wait, what? We're going to my office, remember? What? Now? It's not even 7 a.m. We just arrived from the party. Yeah, I saw Penny coming out of the bathroom. She looked so happy. Super tired, though. I hope you had fun. I'm sorry, but we have to leave soon. Getting there this early is critical. You'll understand why after I explain the plan to you. Yeah, don't worry, it's just that I wasn't expecting it to be so early. I mean, I can try to handle it on my own if you want to sleep in. Huh? You miss all the fun? Thanatos collects the 10 gems of doom and becomes the new CEO of Ulysses. Grimlord, the other closest competitor, fell behind because he needed to take a nap. That sounds like me, honestly. Nah, they won't say that about me. That's the Grim I know. I'll handle it. Nothing a good shower and a huge cup of coffee can't fix, and we mean a gigantic, humongous, mucho grande cup of coffee. There's a meme. It's like where the guy says, my doctor told me I can only have one glass of beer a day. So he basically gets this gigantic glass that's about half the size of him, and yep, that's how much coffee we would need. Nice. Go take that shower and meet me downstairs. All right. Thanks for sacrificing your sleep for this mission, Grim. I'm the one who pushed you all into the whole Gems of Doom mission in the first place. No need to thank me for anything. Still, thank you. Let's go! A few hours later. So this is Nancy's office, eh? Pretty cool. Ooh! Pretty huge place. God, I'm so sleepy. If Nancy doesn't come back with that coffee soon, I might fall asleep leaning against one of these walls. Been there, done that. Maybe I should close my eyes and just let them rest for a minute. Yeah, that's smart. Just for a minute. Just rest in my eyes. Just a minute. Grim! Oh, yes, X equals 47, Mr. Keating. I'm awake. I am. Huh? Oh, hi there. Please tell me you have my drug. With extra caffeine. Oh, thank God. I was also able to fit two more in this bag. You're a lifesaver. After all these years, you're still taking care of me like a babysitter, eh, Nancy? Oh, you're too sweet, Grim. Of course I gotta take care of you. And I need you to be so charged up for the mission. A mission I still know nothing about, by the way. I know, I'll catch you up in a minute. But let's go to my desk first on the second floor. Won't people ask what I'm doing here? Don't worry, it's Sunday, so the office will be empty. There's only a couple of security guards by the entrance, but we use the emergency exit, so they shouldn't know about us. Ah, smart. Third coffee. And I've got good news. Energy is returning to my veins already. Glad to hear that. We shouldn't take unnecessary risks, though. Let's try to be as fast as possible. You're the boss. You both get inside the elevator. Nancy hits the second floor button. Holy shit, that's a lot of buttons. How tall is this building? There's only 4 floors above ground level, but there are 13 of them below ground. Damn, 13? Really? Yeah, 5 of them are parking levels and the rest are warehouse and labs that require special temperature conditions. Oh, true, I forgot you work in the sciences. Well, to be fair, since Ulysses subcontracted us, everything I've been doing is paperwork. I miss my lab coat days, but they brought their own researchers and now we're not even allowed on some of the floors. It was to be expected. They're a very secretive company, NDAs and all that. There are usually people around here, but the office floors are typically empty on Sundays. We're gonna be total... Oh, I can't believe I'm the one who has to do this after so many years at the company. Don't they know who I am? Huh? Nah? What are you doing here, girl? What a coincidence. Gertrude? What are you doing here? It's Sunday. Well, you know, duty calls. My Richie is on a business trip and my son is playing that Eternium thing, so I thought I'd catch up on work. Between us, I think Mr. Dunder is going to promote me next month. I've seen how he looks at me. Okay, yeah. Good luck, Gertie. And who's this? New hire? Yeah, I'm Grim. Nice to meet you. I'm the new, intern. No, I'm Gertrude. Nancy probably told you about me already. Yeah, totally. You look even better than what she said. Oh my, we've got such a charming young boy at the office. Anyway, I've got to go with him to show him how to photocopy some documents. Of course, of course. I should get going too. I'm terribly busy, as you know. We're going to be in my office doing some spreadsheeting. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I feel like you've been falling a little behind lately. I know you can do better. Yeah, and oh, now that I remember, if you see that Ulysses representative arriving, could you let me know? Sure thing, no problem. Thanks. Let's go, Grim. You and Nancy walk across the floor until she opens the door to a spacious and modern-looking room. Also, I feel like I'm in a 1960s picture. Like a detective picture, you know? Not bad. Damn it, that was too close. I didn't want anyone to see you here. We'll be fine. Gertrude doesn't seem to be that sharp anyway. Fair enough. All right, Nan. We're finally here. What's this plan of yours? Enlighten me. Okay. Remember when I asked Nova last Friday at the roof if she could program some malware capable of stealing the Eternum inventory of someone? Mm-hmm, I do. Well, we did it. No way! Already? She didn't tell me anything. I asked her to keep it a secret. I wanted to give you the surprise. Holy shit, that's amazing. I don't know what was more impressive, Nova's hacking skills to put that together, or the fact that she was able to hide it from me for that long. It has to be physically linked to the e-visor of the target, and then it has to be recovered. It's risky, but the reward is well worth the effort. The victim wouldn't even notice something missing until it was too late. Wow, that definitely sounds like a powerful tool. Too bad we won't know the real identity of Thanatos. That could be our secret weapon. Actually, I'm happy you said that, because it brings up the next part of the plan. Huh? The founder told you that Ulysses knows the first person to find each gem, correct? Yep. They can't track subsequent owners, but they can track the first one. And it is public knowledge that Thanatos found the first gem of Doom during one of Ulysses' special events. Also correct. And then he took the rest of them from other players. Well, it turns out that every Sunday a representative from Ulysses comes here to collect all the data we obtained during the week. I've done some digging, and I know who he is. Clarence Ruiz, a Ulysses senior executive and a big name in the data and analytics division. He has a laptop where he keeps all his reports, and I get the feeling that the information we need is in there. And you, dear Grimm, are going to retrieve that information. Damn! You want to steal Ulysses' private info right from their database? Pretty much. So, if I understood all this correctly, we might be able to discover Thanatos' real identity? Or his ID number. At the very least, some sort of clue that can lead us towards him. Amazing. But how are we going to get access to the laptop? Pay close attention. I feel like I'm in a movie. This represents the office. I'm the glazed donut and you're the onion. Fair choices. The tangerine is Clarence, and this broccoli can be Gertrude. We'll take advantage of her being here. Mm-hmm. There are two elevators represented by the pencil case and the pineapple. Gotcha. I don't see the pencil case. Oh, it's right there. It's real small. Gertrude would come to tell us that Clarence arrived. He'll use the pineapple elevator because that's the one closest to his parking space. We won't be able to see him go to his office. Then I'll follow after Gertrude with some excuse, and I'll call Clarence's office pretending to be the front desk. I'll tell him that he's required there immediately for some emergency. If he buys it, he'll go to the pencil case elevator, so you should see him walk past this room. You'll then have about 7 or 8 minutes to sneak into his office before he returns. Try finding all the info you can from his laptop, and then take the pineapple elevator so you can avoid it. Simple and to the point. I like it. What if he turns off the laptop? I guess it'll be password protected. He shouldn't. I came last Sunday too, and I saw him leave the laptop open while he grabbed some coffee. The key is to make him believe there's no one else on this floor, so make sure he doesn't see you when he walks past this room. Understood. Any questions? All clear. I guess all we have to do now is wait for Gertrude to come and tell us that Clarence is here. That's right. Anything you want to discuss in the meantime? Do you have better control of your powers in Eternum? I do, although I haven't been able to play much this weekend. I needed some rest. What about you, though? I heard the ERE bent the knee. Ah, I see. Word travels fast. How did you do that? Well... The day before. Ladies and gentlemen! The leaders of the proud factions of Macedonia and the Eastern Roman Empire are here to make an announcement. My queen, I'll admit that it is an absolute honor to join the WRE under your command. All of my armies are at your disposal. That is very generous of you, Marcellus. All of your people will be treated with dignity and respect, and you have access to the resources of the WRE. You're too kind, my queen. Thank you. Macedonia will join the Western Roman Empire! Long live the Empress! Pathetic. I expected more from you, Marcellus. You're lame. Welcome to Rome, Cicero. It is a pleasure to finally meet the proud leader of the ERE. I've heard great things about you. Shut up, whore. I will not be fooled by your false humility like all these other clowns. The ERE will never bend the knee. You've been defeated, Cicero. Your men are captured and your lands are devastated. Offer an honorable surrender and save your people. Some of them make a living here. The bloodbath is unnecessary. And then what? We're the last faction of this server that you haven't conquered. If we join you, what do you think will happen? Treason, riots, and bloated empire cannot equally serve its people. Peace will not last. Then I'll expand the empire to other servers. The WRE knows no borders. Other servers, you're out of your fucking mind. This is a role-playing server and nothing more. Do you really intend to send your men to other worlds and form an inter-server faction? That is exactly what I intend to do. Your lack of ambition is frustrating, Cicero. Join the WRE and your people will be. The ERE will never join you. Never. Again, this is why women can't be the leaders of anything. You just ruin everything. In that case, I have no other choice but kill me if you want. I'll gladly accept my death and my men will follow me. Very well. Maximo, take Cicero and... They'd rather die than accept the orders of a fucking whore. Take Cicero and... We will never surrender and crucify him. What? Yes, my queen. You're kidding, right? Grab 3 iron spikes and nail him to a cross at the entrance of the city. But station him with an exit portal in his line of view. The enticement of escape will only further cause him to be consumed by despair. It will be done, my queen. What? How much do you think you'll endure, Cicero? The nails slowly tearing your flesh. The isolation of the sun burning your skin. And the ravens feasting upon your guts. Peck, peck, peck. What the fuck? That's literally torture. That's against Eternum's general code of ethics. I don't seem to see any Praetorians around, do you? You're fucking nuts. We're just role-playing. This is just a game. Is it? Do you really want to put me to the test, Cicero? Our men will aid the expansion of the WRE. The ERE will join the Western Roman Empire. And long live the Empress! Excellent. You can reach out to Maximo if you need any help from now. I have to log off to make dinner for my family. Tonight's lasagna night. Welcome to the WRE, Cicero. You made the right decision. Well, you know, it's all about diplomacy and dialogue. She said she was gonna crucify him. He's like, nope, not on the role-playing server, not today. I don't want to bore you with it. Yeah, I know you can be quite persuasive. Man, that grumpy man from Ulysses is here. Oh, already? Yeah, do you want me to let him know that you're looking for him? No, don't worry about that. How about you instead? Excuse me. How about instead you and I get some donuts? My treat. You deserve it for being such a good friend, Gertie. Ha! Trying to make me fat so you look better standing next to me? Guilty! Okay, I'll accept them, but only if they're low fat. Can't have these sugary foods messing with my flawless skin. Sure thing. I'll be right back, Grim. Don't move from here, okay? I won't go anywhere. Thank you. Nancy and Gertrude leave the room. Following Nancy's instructions, you hide and wait for your opportunity. Okay, Grim, it's time to focus. This is a golden chance to obtain vital info. Don't screw it up. I wait for that man to leave his office. I sneak into it. I search for info about Thanatos' real identity, and I sneak out. Easy. Hope I can find it in time, though. I mean, I should. I'm not Nova, but I know how to use Control-F. You hear the creak of a door opening in the distance, followed by footsteps. It's gotta be him. Let's go. The laptop. Nancy was right. Okay, I shouldn't waste a second. Even if he doesn't know I was here, I doubt I'd leave his laptop unprotected for too long. Alright. I've got to scan everything. Emails, archives, notes, hidden folders, cloud storage. It has to be here. There's only CSV files in here. Nothing over here either. No results for any of my keywords. Come on. GOD reports. 10th gem, undiscovered. 9th gem, undiscovered. 8th gem, undiscovered. 7th gem. Grimlord, ID number 421,234. Holy shit, it's this! That's the gem I found with Luna at the Red Herring server. That one that Thanatos took from me in Algegia. I bet he somehow had access to these files too. That's how he found me so fast after he retrieved the gem. So then he must have some way to track players down inside Eternum. I got you, motherfucker. One step closer to unraveling all your secrets. First gem. Wyatt R. Pittman, Oh my god, all his fucking info is here. Born February 17th, 99, 230 Old Ridge Trail, Evergreen, Washington. Eternum ID number 002,155,727. This is way more than I thought I'd find. We know Thanatos' identity. He's some guy from Washington. But I can't get too excited. I should make a run for it before that guy gets back. Or maybe I could try finding out something else. What about the other first owners? Six gems, Sigawar, Sunio. Doesn't ring a bell. Maybe this is the one that's not in Thanatos' possession. Fifth gem, Connor M. Kovner. That's to be Zet's brother. Thanatos stole their gem in Ekabar. Fourth gem, Sang-Hyun Ki. That's gotta be Garrington's gem. I suspected he didn't find it himself. It'd be easier for him to buy one or have someone steal one for him. In any case, that's the gem of doom I have now. And the second and third gems, A. Lopez and K. Dixon. I don't recognize either of them. But I guess it doesn't matter. Thanatos got to them long ago and stole their gems. What the hell? Who the fuck are you? Fuck, this isn't what it looks like, sir. Are you trying to steal classified information from us? Okay, maybe it is what it looks like, but I can explain. I just thought I could find a cheat code or something if I... Don't bullshit me, kid. Did the Founder send you? No one sent... Wait, the Founder? Aren't you supposed to be working with him? Fuck, William warned me that this could happen. William Bardot? What's going on? Look, I didn't see anything, I swear. I'll leave immediately, but please don't call the police. The police? No, the police can't know about this boy. What? I'm afraid you're not leaving this building on your own, son. My boss can't know about this slip-up. What? Someone probably should have taught you this lesson long ago. This is what happens when you mess around where you shouldn't. Oh, okay, I think I'm gonna... Do you think you're the first one to try this? Fucking fools like you think all this is nothing more than a game, and when they realize the truth, it's already too late. I don't like this. I'm sorry, but this is how it has to be. You don't fuck with... Holy shit! Grim, are you okay? I'm sorry, I thought he'd go to the front desk, but for some reason he turned around and came back here instead. I'm fine. Damn good hit, Nancy. You saved me. I'm probably sleeping for a while, but we should tie him up just in case. Can you help me? Of course. You muzzle Clarence's mouth and tie up his hands and feet. There you go. Now be good and stay quiet. Phew, okay, this certainly wasn't part of the plan. It wasn't for sure. I'm sorry, Grim, I didn't want to get you into this mess. Will we get in trouble somehow? I don't think so. No one apart from Gertrude knows you're here, and I convinced her to leave already. And honestly, I don't think you'll even try to contact security. You sounded too proud for that. Regardless, I'll stop by security and see if I can sway them if necessary. Eh, he's way too scared of his superiors. I'm sure he won't say a thing. We should leave the building immediately, though. Just in case. Agreed, and hey, let's celebrate. The mission was still a success. I discovered Thanatos' real identity. Oh, now we're talking. I've got everything on him. Real name, ID number, and even his address. Really? Where does he live? Do I need to start looking for flights to Zimbabwe? That's the best part. He's American. He lives in Evergreen, Washington. Kind of close, actually. Maybe a 5-hour drive. It is. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Well, if you're thinking about getting the car and driving 5 hours right now to plant Nova's device and get that bastard where he never expected, then yes, we're thinking the same thing. You seem too excited about this. I mean, stealing 5 gems of doom from a tournament's number one player is exciting in its own right. But I also have a little vendetta to settle. I see. I'll admit that I'm pretty tempted to ambush him now, too. Alright then, the mission continues? Definitely. Let's go. So, we didn't really learn anything, and we're gonna go back a little bit. Like, is there... Ooh, I don't even think I can now. Nope. Oh no, I think I can. Yeah, I can. Alright, so give me a second, guys. So there wasn't anything from this, but I want to see the Founder. Maybe something about the Founder? Nothing. Not surprising. But look at this, it's a notarized contract certifying that the person who collects all 10 gems will receive ownership of Ulysses and become its new CEO. Typical obfuscating legal language aside, there doesn't seem to be any loophole here, it's straightforward. Interesting. Still doesn't answer the biggest question though, why is he doing this? Alright, so there's nothing there next to Ulysses' event. What about the upcoming events? Rewards, Annie got her swords. There's a new special event scheduled for December. The Big Hunt. Prize to be determined. Not much info about it. So, we're actually just going to fucking leave, though. Alright, so that happens anyway. Doesn't matter. You really don't find too much out. So there was really nothing that you found out either way. Not stuff that was really that interesting. But we're not done yet. A few hours later. Wake up, Grim. We're here. Where am I? Oh, right. Thanatos. Man, I knocked out as soon as the car drove off. Yeah, you really needed the rest. Your eye bags were starting to terrorize children. I feel like a new man. How long was I out? Almost 6 hours. Not bad. I'm filled with energy and ready to kick some ass. Let's plant Nova's device and steal those gems. Which way, ma'am? Well, about that. We're already there, actually. This is the place. Oh, this is Thanatos' home? Are you sure? Yep. Isn't this a bit risky? I thought we'd park away from the house. That was my plan, too, but I lost the GPS signal shortly after taking this road. Before I knew it, we were right in front of the house. I see. It looks a bit abandoned, right? Yeah. That's almost nothing... There's almost nothing else within a 10-mile radius. And I didn't see any other vehicle on the way up here, so it's definitely empty. Strange. Maybe it's a second home. I don't know. If it is, they left it to decay, that's for sure. You still want to go take a look? Yeah, it's the least we should do after coming all the way up here. I agree. Let me go first. If by chance someone's inside, we're a door-to-door Bible salesman and his hot assistant. And where are the Bibles you're selling, Mr. Bible Salesman? Trust me, they'll be too busy checking out my hot assistant to notice anything strange. Okay, if you say so, you go first. Excuse me. Okay, if you say so, you go first. I'll follow you. Should we knock? Well, I would. But what if Thanatos himself is really living here? Maybe knock and hide by the door. Let me do the talking. He doesn't know who I am. We have an advantage. True that. Alright, here goes nothing. The door of the old house swings open at your slightest touch. Well, that pretty much confirms it. This place was abandoned long ago. Jeez, everything's falling apart. Yeah, watch your step. Abandoned places have always given me the creeps. Thank God we arrived before nightfall. Feel kind of uncomfortable here. Trespassing like this, you know? It's a deserted house. Don't worry, the door wasn't even locked. And there aren't any cars around. But take a look at this. It's full of junk. As if the people who lived here had to run away all of a sudden without being able to pack their things. Either that, or there are actually people still living here. I don't know. Let's go take a look upstairs and then get out of here. What's over there? Nothing, just a bathroom. And there? Just a small bedroom. You and Nancy go down the end of the hall and find another empty bedroom. And nothing. What a disappointment. We came all this way for nothing. It isn't worth leaving Nova's device here. We haven't found any clues. I guess we got too excited too soon. Don't say that. We still have Thanatos' real name, and this was the address he had when he registered to play Eternal. Let's call Nova. Maybe he moved somewhere nearby. I'm sure she'll be able to find out his current address. That's a good idea. Will she answer if you call her now? I bet anything she will. Ever since she got her first phone, it's been like a new toy for her. If she doesn't answer, she's either sleeping or playing Eternal. There's no other possibility. Hi, Grim. I was just thinking about you. Well, it took you a whopping 2 seconds to answer the phone this time, Nova. Is everything alright? Did something happen? It's not my fault. I was on the other side of the room sorting my manga collection. That's like a solid 10 feet. And well, I'm still a little hungover, so that slowed my speed. Yeah, I meant to ask you about that. Are you feeling better? Definitely. I got up at 3 p.m., took a shower, washed out the blue dye from my hair, sculpted down some food, And, well, it's been raining since then, so I didn't do much else. Oh, and my mom scolded me for having my eye uncovered for so long last night. All right, does it hurt you now? Not at all. I mean, well, it hurt a little when I came back from the party, but nothing to worry about. I know my limits. My mom's just being a worrywart. But anyway, what are you up to? How did the mission go? Do you have Thanatos' name? We do. Oh, hi, Nancy. That's great news. We even found the address he used to initially register with Ulysses. Since it was relatively close, we decided to come immediately. Unfortunately, the house is completely abandoned. Oh, that sucks. Maybe you moved? Yeah, we thought the same. Would you be able to discover his current address if we gave you his name? Please, that's like asking a weightlifting champ if he can do 10 push-ups. Easy peasy. I just need his full name, and I'll be able to give you his current address and all of his social networks in less than 15 seconds. Really? And how are you going to do that? A magician never reveals her tricks, Grim. Okay, so, his name is Wyatt R. Pittman. He was born on February the 17th of 1999, and the address he registered with was 230 Old Ridge Trail, Evergreen, Washington. Got it. Give me one second. And, Wyatt R. Pittman. Evergreen, you said? W-Y-A-T-T-R-P-I-T-M-A-N. Yeah, is there any problem? I have bad news, guys. That guy is not Thanatos. It's a fake, must be a fake name. He's cleverer than we thought. Huh? Why are you so sure? Well, you were right. He did move 5 years ago. His new address is Section 8, Stone 19, Evergreen Cemetery. He's dead. What? Wyatt R. Pittman died 5 years ago? Are you sure? 100%. Thanatos must be using fake identities of dead people to cover his tracks. Would go with the whole Greek god of death thing. Although he shouldn't be able to. I guess that reinforces our theory that he's working for Ulysses. Oh, that's bad news. We might be back to square one. Anyway, thank you, Nova. Is there anything else you need? Not right now, but thank you so much. We'll start heading back to Cretan now. Okie dokie. I'm going to play a tournament for a bit with Alex and Dahlia. But let me know when you're back. Maybe you can join. See you later. Goodbye, Nova. Have fun. And thanks once again, number one hacker girl. What a waste of time. We got way too ahead of ourselves. Don't say that. We had to try it. It was too good of an opportunity. So no long faces. Come on, let's go back to Cretan. And let's get something to eat along the way. My treat. How do you do it, Grim? Huh? Do what? Always staying positive. You're so optimistic. During the Thanatos scheme, during the heist, and even during the gladiator fight in Scepter Invicta, you never seem to falter. Oh, well, I don't know. I've always been a pretty helpful person. You have to fuck with me a lot to make me upset. Unless you mess with someone I care about, then it's a different story entirely. I learned long ago that a half-full glass is better than a half-empty one. At the end of the day, all I can do is keep moving forward. But the thing is that, it's not just you moving forward. I'm not sure how you do it, but you make others feel good too. Your optimism, your reinsurance is contagious. You have a gift, even if you don't realize it yourself. I'm not so sure, to be honest. I've met a lot of people who can't stand me. But thank you, Nancy. Your words are really touching. But I have to imagine that a lot of this optimism stuff is due to you. Growing up under your care really affected me. Me? I don't think so. So I forced myself to swallow my tears and my pain when things went south a few years ago. I kept a mask on because I was afraid that it would scare or hurt my daughters. And as I grew up, they started copying that same approach. They hide their insecurities, their fears. They always pretend to be happy. And they've gotten so good at it that sometimes even I can't tell what's an act. But when they're with you, their smiles are genuine. Their laughs are real. You've really made the household authentic. It's almost like we were missing something before you came back. Come off it. You don't need me for all that. All I do is point out everything that's already around you. I didn't add anything special. But that's not an easy thing to do, Grim. People spend their lives trying to overcome insecurities. Even the prettiest girls feel ugly sometimes. The people who are always cracking jokes and leaving others with smiles on their faces, you'd be surprised how many of them cry at night. Even the most independent or popular girls feel alone. We might all be living different lives, but when it comes down to it, we're all fighting the same monsters. I know that what I'm about to say might sound really selfish, but don't leave us again, Grim. We need you, more than you think. Well, I don't know what life or the future or destiny hold in store for me, but I can promise you one thing, Nancy. I'll never leave you or the girls again. I swear on my life. You slowly stand up and turn around. An old woman points a double-barreled shotgun at you with trembling hands. But okay, calm down, everyone. Who are you? What are you doing in my house? I'm gonna need you to put the gun down. Shut up! You here to rob me? I've nothing! Nothing! We didn't come to steal from you. Please, calm down. We mean no harm. Then why are you trespassing in my house? If you try to trick me, I'm gonna shoot you both. I've got nothing to lose. Okay, please just hear us out. We'll tell you the truth. We came here to find a man named Wyatt Pittman, and what do you want from my son? He's dead. Can't you let him rest in peace? That's the thing. We've got the wrong person. We came looking for someone. We mixed him up with your son. I know that we shouldn't have entered without permission, but the door was unlocked and, well, anyway, that doesn't really matter. I'm so sorry for your loss, Miss Pittman. We didn't mean to offend you or Wyatt's memory in any way. So, you didn't come to rob me? Of course not, I swear on my daughters. You're a mother too? I am. I have two girls, Dahlia and Penelope. The younger one will start college next fall and the older one will graduate in a couple of years. The older woman drops the shotgun to the ground. Oh Jesus, thank fucking God. I'm sorry. I've been alone since my Wyatt left me 5 years ago. It was just me and him for years. After his father left, he was everything I had. When I saw that car parked in the driveway, I heard a man's voice coming from upstairs. I thought, I don't even know what I thought. Whatever you do, you need to hang on to your daughters for as long as you can. Damn, I was scared as fuck, but now, poor woman, I don't even know what to say. Please, I'd like you to leave now, and I'm sorry. I can't believe I pointed a gun at someone. I shouldn't have done that. I can't even begin to imagine everything you've been through, but I know what it's like to be a single mother, everything you've had to struggle with. But if you're like me, you'll do it twice over just to see them happy. Wherever he is, I'm sure Wyatt is really proud of you. Yeah, thanks. It's been a long time since I've... Thank you. You're a saint. Thank you so much. We're going to leave now and stop bothering you, but I'm going to give you my phone number. I know I'm just a stranger and this whole situation was not the best way to meet someone, but if you ever need someone to talk to, please call me. I can always lend an ear. Thank you, dear. I will. And I'm sorry again about the... Don't even mention it. We're the ones who should be apologizing. You did nothing wrong. Nancy really has a heart of gold. And a way with words. I wouldn't have been able to appease this woman with a few sentences like she did. I'm glad this ended well. Is this your son, ma'am? Huh? Oh, yes, that's my Wyatt. We took a photo a couple months before he passed away. What is he wearing? Do you mean the Reaper shirt? I think it was from a rock band, maybe? Or maybe something from a movie? I know he loved that character, but I don't remember where it was from. Sorry. And how tall was he? He looks huge. Oh, yes, he was. Almost 6'9", if memory serves. He took after his father. And I'm sorry, but can I ask you one last question? Of course. How did he die? Grim! Come on, you're going too far. Don't worry, it's okay. He suffered a sudden stroke. Doctor said it was due to a congenital disease. However, even if it sounds strange, there's something that gave me some peace of mind. You see, Wyatt had a lot of hobbies. Can a man obtain the power of a god? Can a human transcend the limitations of mortality? He liked to play basketball. Do you know why Eternum is better than the other world, boy? He loved rock music. Each NPC has a chip on their neck, similar to our neural implants, that dictates their behavior. He loved exercising, too. Sometimes I feel like Eternum's NPC behavior is way too realistic. But, by the whims of fate, Wyatt died while doing the thing he loved the most in this world. Will you help us? Will you help us? Will you help us? Playing Eternum. 3 weeks later. Alright, guys, this is where we're going to end it for now. We'll see you next week with more Eternum. And I've got Between Two Worlds and Race of Life coming at you for the next couple days this week. So I'll see you then with those. I'm out.